Welcome back to the MetaMinds podcast, where we help you unlock the life of your dreams. And today we are talking about how to cultivate the confidence of a famous rapper. That's right. It doesn't really sound like a topic that we would talk about, but essentially what we're saying is perception of self is everything. Now, this kind of little theory that we have, you know, stumbled upon is due to Jack Harlow. He's a rapper. Dan and I dabble in listening to rap occasionally when we work out, maybe. Okay. We don't want to talk about what we're into music-wise, okay? That's not what we're here for. But basically, if you've ever seen video of this young man, it's insane how much he oozes confidence. Like, it's literally insane. It almost seems like he's not human in terms of, like, he's just so grounded in his values. He's so in belief that he is just the coolest person in the room and possibly on the earth, that it just takes him to places that it wouldn't if you didn't have that perception of self, you know?
Yeah, 100%. And the thing that's so great about him as well is the confidence doesn't feel unnatural. You know, like, you can fake confidence and normally you can see that from a mile away, but he just seems, like you said, like it's just him. He's just there, he's himself, and he's just so genuine about being who he is. It's almost like he's actually recognized that he's living his truth. You know, he's not kind of trying to please people potentially. We obviously don't know this, but it just comes across like he's very confident. And that's one example of one person that we've recognized that has that. But the reason we've said rappers is because it's kind of a common thing for a lot of rappers to just ooze this confidence. But the thing that's so cool about him is that it just feels so natural.
Yeah.
And you can have it with a lot of celebrities out there. I'm sure you've probably bumped into a person that you've gone, wow, that person's really confident. Like, they just seem to know themselves. And it's just such an interesting thing to see, because when you're witnessing that, for me personally, it's like it just comes across like such a cool way of being. It's like you're just so present, you're so yourself, you just flow almost. It's like a fluid sense of self. And that's kind of something that I guess I would aspire to have, like just be confident, know who I am, not come across like arrogant or like a, you know, douchebag. It's like I'm just a genuine person that is happy in who I am.
And so okay with who you are, so okay with yourself that if anyone came up and, like, you know, attacked you verbally or whatever, it wouldn't affect you because you know where you stand with yourself, you know?
Mm.
And so this is like the little inside joke that Dan and I have had recently is like, you know, we got to cultivate that Jack Harlow energy, you know what I mean? And so what we're saying is, you know, it's so easy to just wake up on a day-to-day basis and just go through the motions, just do what you're doing and not really have an, you know, a conscious idea of who you are and what your perception of self is on a day-to-day basis, because it sounds like, you know, a fair bit of work. But, you know, if you remember, you know, when you wake up, if you remember like all of the cool things about yourself, you know, like, oh, I saved that dog and you know, I'm doing this in my job and I'm pushing myself in the gym. And you know what? I am a bit of a cool person. Like, you know, give yourself the reasons to remember why you are, you know, and it doesn't necessarily have to be cool. You don't have to be going out into the world with like slick glasses and trying to be cool.
You
know,
can, though.
You can do it if that's what you want. This is what we're
that's
saying.
Cool, yeah.
But if you remember all of the, you know, the good things about yourself, it's easier to kind of, it's almost like a weight lifts off your shoulders and you can remember like who you are, remember that you are grounded in your values, you are okay with who you are, and then you go out into the world and you be that person. And basically what we're saying is, yeah, perception of self is everything. And if you perceive yourself in a particular way and you actively choose that, then yeah, when you go out into the world, you can just ooze this confidence because you are who you are, you know?
Yeah. And to link it into the previous episode that we recorded, I don't know which one will drop first, but the episode around the idea of you don't have to people please. I think that's a really important thing because a lot of people just go around just trying to please people because they think that that's the right thing to do. It's like, oh, well, that made them feel good. So I get this little warm feeling inside. But if you continue to do that and don't listen to your own needs, then you're not living your own truth confidently and you're blindly going around pleasing people potentially, which so many of us do. So it's just one of those things you need to be really, really aware of, you know? And one thing like that kind of just came to mind, I can't remember where I saw this, but a fun little practice that you can do with a friend or a loved one or whoever, just to kind of build some confidence around speech is what you'll do is, let's say it's Eamon and I sitting here together and Eamon says to me, all right, you've got 60 seconds, Dan, you need to talk about horse riding. Straight when you say or ah, we start back at 60 seconds. You've got to go 60 seconds straight without saying or ah. I don't know where I heard this from, but I love the concept. I've done it with a few people. So it literally forces you to, instead of having that filler of you flow. Whether you have a bit of a brain blank, you just have that silence. And that in itself shows a lot more confidence. The fact that you're not and ahring is like, you can hold that space and you can hold that silence while you're thinking. And there's so much power in that. It comes across that you're very confident. And I thought that was a really fun activity that people out there could do with their friends.
Should we do it?
Let's do it.
No. And so like another thing is, it doesn't necessarily have to be confidence. Like that's the frame that we're talking about this in. But what if you just wake up and realize, you know, I actually enjoy my job. I actually enjoy, you know, my habits. Like, you know, like today I'm probably going to have a good day. So why don't you act like that? You know what I mean? Go out into the world and it's like, have a good day. But it does take active thinking and active actions, you know? And so, you know, as I said, because we've been doing this recently, when I go out and I'm trying to be on that Jack Harlow energy, you know, when people ask me, hey man, how are you? I'm like, dude, I'm amazing. Like, how are you?
I'm a bee.
No, that's not Jack Harlow. And so, you know, it almost catches them off guard or whatever, but it's like, I've remembered that morning, hold on a second, I enjoy my life. Mm. Why don't I act like that? And then I go out and I act like that and it amplifies my day even more and I enjoy it even more. So it doesn't necessarily have to be just with confidence. You don't have to remember that, you know, you're an awesome person, so go out and be awesome. It can work with anything, you know?
Mm, yeah, and for people out there as well who may not be in the space where they think that this is achievable for them, another thing you could do is just being aware of that inner voice, that inner critic that you have, because a lot of the time that inner critic, or also known as your ego, is going to potentially stop you from being a bit more grand and showing that you're, yeah, I'm having a good day. Actually, yeah, thanks for asking. How's your day going, man? You know, instead of like, yeah, no, it's all good. It's like just in your mannerisms and the way that you hold yourself, it actually genuinely makes you feel better as a person. Like if you were to embody the fact that things are good and you're happy, that in turn will actually affect your mood. Instead of, you know, you slumping over and going, yeah, no, things are good or whatever, it actually does manifest in your body in the way that you feel. So I think that's a really important thing. Just be aware of like your inner dialogue and what kind of things your inner critic is saying, because that's probably the thing that's holding you back from going, actually, yeah, no, I am having a good day. It's actually not that bad. You know, like I'm probably making it worse than it actually is in my mind, but no, I'm actually really fortunate and lucky that I get to do something, you know, I enjoy today, whether that's the gym after work, whether that's seeing a friend. You may not love your job, but you may love the gym. That's awesome. You know, that's great. That's something to be confident about.
Yeah. Or even if it's just relaxing, watching TV at, you know, at the end of the day, like why don't you, if you're just enjoying that, like, you know, be confident in enjoying that.
Yeah.
One final thing that I've noticed is that when I actually get feedback from people, that's when I'm kind of slapped in the face and remember this concept is that, you know, I make real estate videos for a living, for example, absolutely love it. And, you know, sometimes I forget, I'm just going about my day to day, you know, just going through the motions. And then all of a sudden someone goes, man, that video yesterday was like so dope. I can't believe how sick that was. Like, I love this little transition you did here or whatever. And it just slaps you in the face and you go, hold on a second. I'm awesome, dude. And not like in an egotistical way, in like a, oh, I'm living my life and I love it. Like, act like it more. You know what I mean? So yeah, that's essentially it, is that, you know, you can have the confidence of a rich, famous rapper. And you don't have to rap either, you know, but you can just enjoy your life. But you have to remember to do that. Remember who you are. Be grounded in who you are, because you deserve that. Like, we only have one life as far as we know. And so, you know, just go out there and actually have a good day and enjoy yourself and, you know, be actively open about, you know, who you are.
Yeah, 100%. And if any of this resonated with you, or if you feel like you'd like to work more on your confidence or sense of self, I do offer counseling sessions to people through MetaMinds Therapy. So check out metamindstherapy.com if you did want to connect a little bit deeper with me and maybe find a little bit more of yourself, because it's so refreshing when you finally kind of go like, oh, I'm living my truth. You know, I'm living myself and I'm grounded in who I am. That is, in my experience, one of the most refreshing things that I've experienced.
Cool. See you on the next episode.
Perfect.